Kava. Okay, let's begin B'siyata D'shmaya, Nosein Tam Lufkam. Okay, so the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Samach Zayin on the Beis tells us that a Dover HaPogim, something that's Pogim, is going to Aser in, there's a Machlokis of whether it's going to Aser in a Taruvos. So the Tur writes as follows, Kol Dover Shetayim HaPogim, Eino Oser Taruvos. So anything that's Tam is going to be Pogim, does not Oser, but it doesn't make a Taruvos Aser. So even though there's a Machlokis Tanoim in Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. And this is an important heter that we have in regards to taruvios, and that is if the tam that gives it off into taruvos is pogem, it's going to be mutter. The tour continues, v'afil ein tam pogem machmas atzmo, shebifnei atzmo hu mutum mushuvach, ela shepogem taruvoso kagon yayin nesef, nesech, shenofel tov grisen, sheyem batzmo utov, ela shepogem hagrisen, mutter. So when you have something that gives off tam that's negative, then it won't osa the taruvas, which means if we're talking about, let's say we're talking about the chelev that gives off bad tam, so then in such a case it's not going to osa the taruvas. Here there's a very, very important machlokas rishonim of why that's so when it comes to nosein tam lefkam. Here we have machlokas between the Rajba and the Ran. So let's take a look at the Beis Yosef and see how he explains it. So the Ran says as follows, but let's do quite a few lines in the Beis Yosef inside, because that will be very helpful in terms of developing the Shitas LaHalacha. So, right in the beginning, Kakos Rashi Veviu Rajba Varan Hevi Raya L'Dvar Mikdeir Shein Bas Yoma Dekar Yola No Sin Tam Lufkam Ubevaday Shein Pogemes Hatav Shul Kol Kach Ad Sheino Nechal. So first of all, it doesn't have to be something that's entirely tasteless. Nosein tam lufgam is something that gives off a negative tam into the taruvas. So the Ran is bothered by the following kasha. The Ran is bothered, but don't we have a rule that nosein tam lufgam, the only source that we have is something that's eino ru'uya l'ger, the Ran argues. And that is, something that's entirely inedible, that's going to be mutter. But why would it be that something that's edible, but just doesn't give off a good taste, why would that not be usher? So the Ran continues, va'af agav denosin tam lefkam nevela gamrila, v'kol shu ru'uya l'ger shma nevela afal pish nifka, hasam aynu taimam b'pnei shenecheles b'fnei atzma, u'leficha chasura, So the Ram says there's two dinim over here. One is the Torah says that you give it to a guy who could eat it. Mashma, that if it can't be eaten at all, it's not going to be aser. That's the din of the chayfetz itself. From there we learn that the Isser is only going to be something that gives off something positive. In other words, the Ran says, no Saint Tam Lufkam is a tolada of Eina Ru'iya L'ger. Once we learn that the halacha is that if it's not edible, so then in such a case it's mutter, then we will learn from that if it doesn't give off positive tam, it's also going to be mutter. You can't eat it by itself. But what you learn from that is that the tam, once it's not significant, then it becomes an extension of the din of Re'ena Ru'uya L'ger. That's how the Ran learns. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rajba that says something different. V'kasa Rajba, v'davka sh'nis'ariv iser mu'at im heter meruba. Aval iser meruba l'tol heter mu'at v'afilu mechtzal mechtzal mestavar she'enom b'zenos n'tan v'kam mutter ad sh'ifkom l'kamri k'nevela ad l'ger. We're going to come back to this point shortly, because that's a nafgamina. We'll first start with the second quote. When you have a mouse that falls into beer, so the Rajba says as follows. If you have a miut of iser that falls into rov of heter, then it's batel. Aye, what about the tam that the achbar gives off?
shu nitan v'nirgashbo kilu be'en tam kaze eino tam lesar heter hamaruba da adarabu hu pogmo kamosha marnu. So the Rajba says that you make a cheshbon every time you have a taruvos of iser and heter, and that is number one: do you have rov iser, rov heter? So in this case, with the achbar, it's rov heter, and then you have to make another cheshbon, and that's the cheshbon of tam ki iker. And that cheshbon is: does it give positive tam? If it gives positive tam, then in such a case, it's going to be aser, and if it doesn't, then it allows for rov. The way to say over this Rajba is the Rajba is actually the most conventional way to understand the din of tam. The Rajba says as follows, that when you have a mixture, you follow rov. If, however, it gives off tam, then we have a xeris hakosav of tam ki'ikr that says that the tam is significant. But what happens if the iser doesn't give off positive tam? So then you fall back to the regular din of rov. You fall back to the regular din of rov. Avram in his Chabura quoted Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim has a different Havana in Tam Ki Iker. This is the standard, this Rajba is the standard Havana of how to understand Tam Ki Iker. And if it's no Sin Tam Lefkam, so then in such a case, it's going to be Batal. Now, what's beautiful is that we're going to see these halachos, they flow so beautifully in Simen Kuf Gimel. We're going to see that the Rajba and the Ran are going to constantly reappear in terms of understanding the Mechaber and the Ramah. Let's try to flesh out a little bit better what's this machlokis between the Rajba and the Ran. So Prima Gadim, in Mishpatzo Zav, Sifkaton Aleph, points out, we mentioned this in a Chabura a couple weeks ago, points out that the nafkamina between the Rajba and the Ran is going to be in regards to Chametz B'Pesach. If you take a look in your booklet, this appears in Simen Tuf Mem Zayin, Sif Katan Yud. The Mechaber there paskins that no Sin Tam Lefgam is mutter on Pesach. So what would that mean? That means that you have a taruvas, a chametz, but the chametz gives off a negative tam into the taruvas. So, by the way, this is going to take us to medications on Pesach, right? Let's say you have chametz that gives off negative tam into the taruvas. So the Mechaber says that if it no Sin Tam Lefkam is mutter on Pesach. And the Ramah quotes a Yesh Machmirim. Who is the Yesh Machmirim? The Yesh Machmirim is the Rajba. So if you take a look at the Mishpatzos of Sifkatan Aleph in Dibur HaMaskil Amnam, over there the Prima Gadim is Masbir that the Rajba is the Rajba Lashitaso in his Chuvas. The Rajba, we learned, said that the halacha is that no Sin Tam Lefgam works in the following way. No Sin Tam Lefgam says that if the tam that gives off is pogum, so you ignore it, and then you could rely on the regular din of rov. You rely on regular dinei rov. But that doesn't mean that the chametz doesn't exist. The chametz exists. It's just that the rov was mevatalit. Explains the Prima Gadim. However, if you have a taruvas in which you have a miut of chametz, so midrabanan, that's still aser, because chametz is aser b'mashehu. So the Rajba is lishitaso. The Rajba understands that the way in which no Sin Tam Lefgam works is that the tam is inconsequential, and then you look at the taruvos outside of tam. No Sin Tam Lefgam says you don't follow the tam, because it's a pogum. However, the mekilim, the psak that the mechaber was following, the psak of the Rush. So that shita is based on the idea that no Sin Tam Lefgam says that that item is insignificant. It doesn't have chashivas. That item doesn't have chashivas. It's a tolada of Ein Arui Leger. The halacha is that when it's nisrach legamri, so then it's going to be mutter. And if it's tam, if it doesn't give off a good tam, so then it's not chashiv. It doesn't have, it loses its identity like an Ein Arui Leger in a taruvas. When it's not in a taruvas, then it has to be mamish Ein Arui Leger. When it's in a taruvas, as long as it's tam pogum, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So that would be a nafkamina between the Rajba and the Ran. All of this is spelled out by the Prima Gadim Sifkatan Aleph Mishpat Sozav Dim Rasmal Amnam. Yeah.
So seemingly this would be like Lishitas of the way that they hope by Bittel the Rove works also. Like in the Rush, you would say that it's Mamish Nefach Leheter. So here we say here that just like the Chametz is Mamish since there's no Zman al-Kam, it's not there anymore. Whereas the Rosh would say, yeah, it's going to be mutter, but you still have to be concerned.
I think, I hear what you're saying. You could also argue that here you don't even need nefach, because it's not here. Once we get through, in other words, normally by, if you have a real iser, it's not nefach. But over here, but once it's tam pogum, so then it's not here. That would be, you could say that, Svara.
But Rashba, you still are using bit of
rope. That's interesting. In other words, how does it fit into in the Rajba's Shita? Is Rajba boxed into the Shita because of bit of rope? I never thought in those terms that we could hack it out in the base medrash. I hear what you're saying. But this is definitely the first step. Okay. So that is one nafgamina. We're going to see that there are nafgaminas that come up along the way. Let's already begin the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Kuf Gimel Alf, Kol Shadavar Shataymoy Pogum, Einose Taruvas, so anything that has Tam Pogum doesn't Aser Taruvas. Fafilu Ein Tamo Pogum Machmas Atzonot, Shabifne Atzon Humutam Mushubach, El Shapogim Taruvasom Mutter. So if it's pogam the taruvas, then by definition, it's going to be mutter. Okay, let's skip the Ramah for a moment. Says the Mechaber continues the Sifkat and Beis. Pegam ze ein tzarch shifkom legamri. This davar pogam doesn't need to be pogam legamri. Achi e katz la achla, until it's not edible. El afilu pogam tzas ein oser taruvas. So as long as pogam tzas, then it's going to aser the taruvos. Why? Both according to the Rajba and the Ram, we understand why. According to the Ran, because once it's pogim tzas, it doesn't have a halachic significance when it's in a taruvos. And according to the Rajba, because you rely on bittul. Then the Mechaber continues. V'yesh mishomer dahainu dafka kishin isarev iser muat im heter meruba. Aval iser meruba l'toch heter muat v'afilu mechza mechza. Ein omer nosen tam mutter at shifkom legamri shein amat roy lemaychal adam. Vem ein shama okay. You know what? Let's go on. Vem ein shama mashul shel iser el time of vat afilu asim meruba ve'atem muat and pogem ktsas. Then the halacha is that's going to be mutter. So here the mechaber differentiates between whether there is an iser. Rov Isser, or it will apply even if there's Rov Isser. Dahainu. Maybe the din of no Saint Tam Lefgam only applies when you have Rov Heter. But if you have Rov Isser involved, so then in such a case, halacha would be that it will be Oser. If you look back, and it's 100% Mukhrach in the Beis Yosef, the Beis Yosef in Dibra Maschel Aval Aran continues and says, this is Nafgamina too, between the Ran and the Rajba. The Rajba was of the opinion that if it becomes nifsal because of no Saint Tam Lefgam, then you rely on Bittul Berov. So therefore, you're going to need what? You're going to need Rov Heter. If you don't have Rov Heter, the halacha is that it's going to be Aser. However, according to the Ran, the halacha would be that once it is no Saint Tam Lefgam, it's not halachically significant, and the Taruvos is going to be mutter. The Beis Yosef quotes the Ran so beautifully. He says, the Ran says, V'nira li, this is Dibra Maschel Aval in the Beis Yosef, V'nira li dahayinu taima shal asra Torah l'kishirui l'ger, mipnei sha'ochla nena mina iser, afal pishin ifgemes k'tzas, aval kol shein rui l'ger, kimin shein nena mina iser, yitiru Torah. If you're not any of the from the Yisur, the Torah is matter. V'avu bishachala iser mitchilaf b'iser shenos in time better. Kima sheheter nifka miktsas min iser nimtzaseh she'ochol eina nena mina iser. He's not going to be nena mina iser. So therefore, the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. And if you're medayik in the Beis Yosef never says that according to the Ran, you need to have rov heter. It's always going to be mutter. Why? Because it's not, you're not having anah. Okay, so that's nafkamina number two. So nafkamina number one is chametz bepesach. That according to the Rajba, it's going to be aser. Nafkamina number two, there's two chumras from the Rajba. Nafkamina number two is what happens if you have rova isser. Two heterim, the Ran versus the Rajba. Mechaber goes on, and we're going to have nafkamina number 3, which is actually going to turn in the other direction. Mechaber continues. Ve'im ein sham mamasho shel iser, ela taimo belvad, afilu iser meruba veheter muat, mutter in pogem tzas, ve'yesh mi shechochech lahachmir, shem higdil iser midaso shel heter, ad shum hashbiach yoser, kishach lo begodol midaso, mimashu pogem behefsetamo, oser, ad shiv someach milechol adam. Comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, what happens if you're adding Isur, because you want more volume? Once upon a time, when we were poorer, we would add ingredients, not because the ingredients were actually better, but we would add ingredients simply to have a greater volume. So says the Mechaber as follows. What happens if you add even something that was pogum? Probably you didn't add something that was awful, but something that was pogum ktsas, because you wanted to create more volume in the food. So Mechaber says there are some who say that's going to be mutter, and some who say it's going to be Aser. Take a look back in the Beis Yosef. Who is the one who said that? It's the next line in the Ran. The Ran says that we learn from Eina Ru'i Lager that the Iser is to have Hana, and when it's Tam Pogum, you're not getting Hana. The Ran goes on and says, and therefore, if you're adding it because you want to have more volume, even if it's Pogum, the halacha is that it's going to be Aser. That's the Ran who holds that at the end of the day, the heter of no seitan lufkam is you're not getting hanah from it. If, however, you're getting any type of hanah from it, then in such a case, it's going to be also according to the Ran. The Rajba disagrees. The Rajba, the way the Beis Yosef understands it, makes a lot of sense. It wouldn't make a difference whether you added it because you wanted to create more volume. That doesn't make a difference if you add it for volume. Why? Because volume is not important. There's only one question you need to ask, and that is there Rov Heter? Once there's Rov Heter, then in such a case it's going to be Mutter. While according to the Ran, it has to be that you're not getting any Hanah. The moment you're getting Hanah, then the whole din of Noisin Tam Lefkam doesn't apply. Kafta Referach. These are the three Nafkaminas between the Ran and the Rajba. If you want to see what I said inside, you could see it in the Badei HaShulchan, in Os Yud Ches, which is the second page I photocopied, and as well as in Os Yud Aleph, the Rajba just spells out, Badei HaShulchan just spells out what we said. But the truth is, you don't need the Badei HaShulchan. All you need to do is read the Beis Yosef well, and this is Kamat Mefurish. So how does it come out in terms of how the Mechaber paskins? So in terms of the Rajba and Ran, so it sounds like the Mi'ikr Dedina over here, he was saying that we paskin like the Rajba, and then he said v'yesh mi shechochech lahachmir. That's what it sounds like. So if he paskins like the Rajba, then that works. Then it's a little bit difficult how you work out Hilchos Chametz BePesach, because in Chametz BePesach the Rajba said that it's going to be mutter. So the question is how to reconcile those two psukim. We could work on that another time. Yeah.
How is this like third nafkamina for the machlokes? There's the machlokes between the Rash and the Rush, but that's not okay to the Ran.
No, it is. What, this nafkamina number 2 and nafkamina number 3? Nafkamina number 3. What happens, let's be as precise as possible. You have a case in which you have a miut of Isser, but you added that Isser because you want, which is pogum, because you wanted to have volume. You're going to have hana from the volume. So according to the Rajba, I don't care about that you're going to have hana from the volume. At the end of the day, there's bittul berov. But according to the Ran, you're having hana. And since you're having hana, therefore it's going to
that
be...
That doesn't fall into the machlokas between the Rajba and the Rush, the earlier two nafkaminas.
No, but the Rajba and the Ran are l'shitasim in all three cases. I meant to develop...
The Ran...
I'm developing a machlokas Rajba Ran. It happens to be the Rush stuck his head into that machlokas Rajba
Ran.
The Ran, it happens to be there is, I think it does fit into the Ran by Chametz Pesach, but we didn't quote it. The Prima Gadim says that the Rajba is Lishitasa. That's how I said it.
But I'm saying, it's like the machlokas in the Rajba and the Rush, was the two nafkamines we gave at first was Chametz Pesach and Nosan Hamas Gamli Yom Bro.
Correct.
But that isn't that different than?
I think the Rashi is going to go on all three cases go on this side, and I think the Ran is going
to
go.
The third nafkamine has nothing to do with the fact that we don't care about the Rashi's opinion is that we still care about the Be'en.
Correct.
So how is that nogea to his opinion about what happens when it's Godel the Mida?
Because the Rashba says that if it doesn't give off a positive tam, so you don't follow tam ki ikr, then you follow dine rav. So there's no mashmos for the Rashba that you look at whether he's getting more hano or he's not getting hano. Who cares about whether he's getting more hano or not? That's what the Rashba would say. And therefore the Rashba would be making, and that's clearly the way the Mechaber is.
But the Ran who argues there on the Rashba is not... It has nothing to do with the Hilchos Chametz.
Correct. No, it's Lishitasam about Nosein Tam Lefgam. The Chakira is, here's the Chakira Rabosai. What's the Matir of Nosein Tam Lefgam? Is the Matir of Nosein Tam Lefgam the fact that there is no Tam Ki Iker? Or is the Matir of Nosein Tam Lefgam an extension of Einaru Yiliger that you're not getting Hana? That's the Chakira. And in that Chakira, there are three Nafkaminas.
But where do we see the Ran...
The Prima Gadim.
The Rashba.
The Prima Gadim put... by Chametz B'Pesach?
Yeah.
The Prima Gadim sets it up that way. The Prima Gadim in Sivkatan Beis, V'Hamispar, da-da-da-da. So he sets it up that way. Masha'enkein la'ram, did bar maschel odevar lecha, Masha'enkein la'ram, di nos tam lefkam tzas domel in veil shen reger, v'lo mitam bitul brov, hu adin nos tam lefkam bepesach roi lahatir, v'ayin minchas kohen. That's where the Prima Gadim says. So we got the Chakira and the three nafkaminas. Beautiful. Okay, so this would be, the way to read the Mechaber in a... deep way. Rav Schechter advances this. Rav Schechter was the first one that I heard this developed from. This is, if you take a look, it's in his Sefer, in Be'ikvei Atzon, Simen Chav Dalet. He actually gives he applies it in another direction that you could take a look over there if you like. It's towards the beginning of the booklet. We'll leave that for now. Okay. One of the fellows asked me a very, very important question that relates to the first shach that comes up in the first Ramah. Let's take a look at the first Ramah. Says the Ramah, Miu dvarim hachashuvim kiberia o kayotze ba, im einon pogmim ba'atzman, afal pisha pogmim hatavshil einon b'teilim afil be'elef. If you have something that's a dover chashuv, like a beria, so then even if they're not pogim ba'atzman, if they're not Palgim Ba'atzman, but they're Pogim the Tavshil, then they're not going to be Batel. So this is a very, very important line, Rabbo said. Dover Nosein Tam Lefgam only has its limitations. Nosein Tam Lefgam is only when we're talking in a Taruvos. Since we're using the Rashba and the Ran as our funnel, so both according to the Rashba and the Ran. For the Ran, when you're eating something by itself, it's not going to be an Isser only when it's entirely Nifsal. It's Ein Ru'i L'Ger. But if it's Pogum B'Ktsas, then you'd still be Chayv if you eat it by itself. Because it's once you're eating it by yourself, then it has to be Ein Ru'i L'Ger. We learn from Ein Ru'i L'Ger that if it's not giving anything in positive into the Taruvos, then it's not going to be Halacha Chashuv. But if it's by itself, then according to Iran, you're going to be Chayv for it. According to the Rashba, the whole idea of Nosein Tam Lefgam is only a halacha that you're allowed to rely on heter and taruvos. If it's standing by itself, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that one would be chayiv on it. So that's important, as the Ramah himself spells out. And the Shach says, in Dibra Maskel Kiberi Kiyotzeba, Kigon, what's an example? Chatichu Yiskave, Dover Shebeminu, Kai Gavna, De Gufo Lo Batal Fil Be'elef, So Rabosai, if you have a chaticha ru'i l'skabed that falls into a taruvas, adds the shach, even though what it gives off to the taruvas is negative, but since it's not batel, so then in such a case, it's going to be aser. That's what the shach spells out in Sivkaton Aleph. Beautiful. Ad kan divrei hashach. And along the lines of the shach, the Badei HaShulchan adds what was bothering some of the fellows. If you take a look at the Badei HaShulchan Sifkatan Beis, all the way in the beginning of the Simen, towards the beginning of the booklet as well. Sifkat and Beis, he points out the word kol. Kol dover shetayim pogum. So he says, "Teivas kol balerabo shafilu osam achos asuras hamuusim b'tivam v'ha'adam ketz b'hem mila achlam v'afilu hachi hatorachidsha israel chilasim kagon achbar u'nemalok yotz b'hem v'lo patrinu l'upnei shein murin l'ger." So the, says the Baal Hayah Shulchan something very interesting. Don't make a mistake. He makes two points. One is a implicit point, and the other is an explicit point. The Baal Hayah Shulchan says, don't make a mistake and say, wait a second. Today, bugs are ma'us. And since bugs are ma'us, so then there won't be us or to eat bugs. So says the Baal Hayah Shulchan, no. Bugs are still aser, because the Torah asered it. And it's going to be like, I would add, what the Shachet said, when it's in the Taruvos, it's a beria that's not bottle. So comes along the Mechaber, and the Mechaber says, Kol dover shetayim opogum, even though it's something that in itself is going to be usur by itself, but if it gives off time in Taruvos, and it's considered something that's pogame, then in such a case it's going to be mutter. So the bug itself is going to be usur. And if you know that there's a bug in the Taruvos, you can't eat it. But what if you know there was a bug in the Taruvos and it gave off time into the Taruvos, Kol dover shetayim opogum, that's what the kol is coming to add. That's how the Baal Hayah Shulchan adds. A few of you asked me that question about bugs and so on, so that the Baal Hayah Shulchan really, with the Shach, puts things in perspective. There are, by the way, Mar Makomos, you might see Achronim, that say that that there are Shitos that spoke about that bugs give off a good time. I've mentioned to you in the past that I think that all of those Shitos are not Nogei Lamaisa at all today. There's no way that one could square the circle and say that time from an insect is l'shevach, even though there are kadmonim that time spoke about the time being l'shevach, but that's not, it's not relevant today, and therefore the only chash is going to be the insect itself, not the time that the insect gives off. Yeah.
Something that came up with a couple of us were discussing it.
Yes.
Was that we mentioned, remember earlier in Shir, Rabbi mentioned that by the time by Hanan, by a fish, where there's a fish
right.
Is like warm in it. You mentioned like Rabbi Nevinsal said there won't be no mice nowadays because the bug is with gum anyways.
Right, no, the time of the bug.
The time of the bug. Okay, so, okay.
Right, the time okay. of the bug.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm repeating now.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Yes. Zach?
Can you repeat Vadish?
Yeah. What, so there's two points. One, point number one is that if we're talking about an insect itself, it's not part of the heter of Nosin Tam Lefkam. That's number one. The Shach says, therefore, if it's in a taruvos, we already learned that the berry is not batel. That's step one. Step number two is the Baal Hayah Shulchan says from an achron, from the Knesset HaGdola, he says, that's exactly what the word kol is coming to add. It says, kol dover shetayim opogum. Why does it say kol dover shetayim opogum? So he says, I would have had a havamina, that once the insect is aser, then the time that the insect gives off, if it's pogum, is also aser. Because the Torah said that even though it's mo'us, it's also aser. Comes along kol that says anything, even though the insect itself is pogum, but it's aser to eat, five lavin to eat it, nevertheless, the time that comes out of it's mutter. that's what the Baal Hayah Shulchan adds. Good? Okay, beautiful.
Can I just ask about, like,
sure.
Where are we getting, like, why would that be? As in, why are we distinguishing between the bug itself and the tongue? As in, you could answer that, like, kol yotzei min ha'aser is also aser.
Right, but it has to be a yotzei min ha'aser that's not pogam. Kol yotzei min ha'aser is aser is only something that's not pogam. If it's pogam, then it's going to be aser.
So why, what,
you're saying, why doesn't Kol Yotzei Min HaAser give it an independent identity?
Why are we allowing it?
Right, so okay, I follow you. Kol Yotzei Min HaAser is different. Kol Yotzei Min HaAser is that it has its own standing. Like, let's say, Kol Yotzei Min HaAser, let's say, talk about honey from a bee. So that we have to ask why that's not Kol Yotzei Min HaAser. But if we're talking about just tam,
so I could argue the tam itself, the tam is the bug itself. As in, like, you could argue that it's more closer to that than the bug itself.
No, but it's not. It needs to have mamashos. It's not like Rabbi Yochanan talks about tamo umamasho. So when we're talking about kol yotzei min ha'aser, that's going to be mamasho, an egg, honey and so on. Here we're talking about something that's entirely only tam, and then that's going to be different. It's a good question, needs to be asked. I think that's the correct answer. Okay. Rabosai, here we get into a fascinating, in regards to nosin tam ufkam, we get into a fascinating lomdus, which also has big nafkaminas lahalacha. Okay, let's do some lomdus for a couple minutes. It's a beautiful chavas das. It's one of the most important chavas das is all of Hilchos Isser v'Heter. So we're going to do it b'siyata d'shmaya slowly. Let's take a look at the Rambam Perek Yudalid Halacha Yud Aleph that's in your booklet. If you want to jump straight to the Chavis Das, all of what I'm going to be saying should be in the Chavis Das. If it's not, then stop me. But I'm going to build it outside, so the Chavis Das is not an easy read. I've always found that the Chavis Das is a tough read. It's a very intense read. So I figured the way to start is start with the original sources and then continue. So the Rambam describes this as follows. In Perek Yudalad Halacha Yud, Kol Oichlin Asurin Ein Chayiv Aleim Mat Sheochel Asin Derech Hana. Every Isser Achila, you're Chayiv only if it's Derech Hana. But there are exceptions. Chutz Mibasa V'chol V'klai Yekerem, V'fi Shelo Nemar Behen Achila, Elo Hotzer Isser Achilasan B'loshen Acheres B'loshen Bishul. By the way, someone was very, I'm wrapping up grading the first Bechinas, so someone was very, very sharp. I asked, what do we learn from the fact that the Torah says Lo Sevashol three times? So many would answer that the only time that you're chayiv is if it's something that's Derech Bishul. So one of the guys gave me a very sharp answer. He said that he didn't quote his Rambam. He said, we see that the Torah is Hotzi Blashan Bishul to tell you that you're chayiv even Shloka Derech Hanasa. So there's no Gemara that says it. It's only a Rambam. I'm scratching my head. Where did he get it from? That's right, but where did he get it from? And I remembered eventually that's this Rambam. That was one of my favorite answers from the Bechina. It's a Lamdisha answer. So that's what the Rambam writes in Perek Yudal Halacha Yud Aleph. Ketzad. The Rambam continues. Harei she'imcha esachele v'gomo. Kishucham, achinichla gronim menu, osha achal chaylev chay, etc., etc. The Rambam says that when it comes to chaylev, you're going to be chayiv only when, says the Rambam, you're going to be chayiv only if it's derech achilaso. But when it comes to basa b'chalav, that's not that way. You're going to be chayiv even shalok derech achilaso. And the Rambam concludes, v'im irev davar mar. This is a very famous line in Rambam. If you mixed something bitter, b'toch k'der shel basa b'chalav, or b'yayin klai keren, v'achalo chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. So, there's a famous crazy uplasi that I have photocopied for you on the next page. This is the new edition of the crazy uplasi, that the crazy uplasi says that based on this Rambam, that the halacha is that the rules of nosin tam lefkam are different for basar b'chalav than all other isurim. That this that we learned, that nosin tam lefkam is mutter, applies to, let's say, chelev. The chelev spoiled. But what happens if you have basar b'chalav that's spoiled, that's mixed into taruvos? So Kresi Uplesi says that from this Rambam is mashma, that the taruvos is not going to be asur. So far so good, Rabosai? To crunch? The Rambam says that if you eat something shelo kederech hanaso by shari surim, you're going to be pater. Basar b'chalav is different because it says lo sevashal gedi b'chalevi mo, and that's telling you that you're chayiv even shelo kederech hanaso. Therefore, the Rambam says im irav davar mar, then such a case you're going to be chayiv. Comes along the place and he says the wildest, probably the wildest chiddush in all of Isser v'Heter, or at least in Basar B'Chalav, and he says that everything we've been learning in Siman Kuf Gimel was all other Isurim except for Basar B'Chalav. But you see from this Rambam that the halacha is that even though it's Pogum, it was Ira Davar Mar, it was Pogum, nevertheless the halacha is that you're going to be Chayiv. That's the crazy place is chiddush. Now the Prima Gadim in Siman Pei Zayin goes to town on this placey, as well as our Chavas Das. And I'm not so interested in whether the placey is right or the placey is wrong, but I'm more interested in how the Chavas Das reads the Rambam differently. I once upon a time had a theory with my Chavrusa, try to be Miyashiv, because the Achronim have dozens of kashas.
So in the Beis Medrash, I'd love to work with you to try to see if there's a way to answer the placey. I think that there might be a way, but that's not what our focus is going to be today. Our focus is going to be what the Chavis Das does with this Rambam and says that the placey's conclusion is wrong. What does the Chavis Das do with this Rambam? The Chavis Das, it differentiates between two different categories of halacha. He talks about something that's called Nosein Tam Lefgam and Shelo Kederech Hanaso. Comes along the Chavis Das and he says a beautiful lamdus. He says the Rambam was clearly talking about someone who eats Shelo Kederech Hanaso. What does that mean? You had Basar Bechalav. It was a fantastic tasting McDonald's cheeseburger. But you poured oil onto it, not gasoline. You poured gasoline onto it. So then in such a case, the basa b'chalav was fine. It's just you added a third ingredient from the outside, and if you washed all the gasoline off, then it would taste good. You probably have to figure out how you're going to get the gasoline out from the insides, the b'kayim, but aside from that, it's going to be fine. So says the Chavis Das, the Rambam is mukhraf. The Rambam describes that as shelo kederech hanasa. That's why you're chayev basar b'chalav. However, there's another category of nosein tam lefgam. Nosein tam lefgam is when the cheeseburger becomes bad. It's been sitting around for two or three days, and it becomes bad. And then when you mix it into the taruvas, of course the taruvas is going to be mutter. And he seems to be rejecting the crazy uplacy, okay? The crazy uplacy, most of the world understood, said that when you have basar b'chalav that gives its tam inside, the halacha is that it's going to still aser because he points to the Rambam of Irodover Mar, comes along the Chavis Das and says, no, you mixed up two dinim. It's two very different dinim. One's the din of Shlok Kederech Hanasa placey, the other is the din of Nosein Tam Lufgam. The placey does say it. I have it underlined in Taf Nun Ches. He says, Yieh sheyieh kapanim adover mevor b'rambam, the basa b'chalav fil nosan atoch hakder shal basa b'chalav dover hapogin b'yoser mikol makom aser. The chayiv aleh shelo kederech hanasan. Comes along the Chavis Das, he says, no, you mixed up two tchumin of halacha. This is very important. This Chavis Das is very important halacha l'mais. First of all, according to Chavis Das, the din of nosan tam lefkam applies also to basa b'chalav. But Rav Shechter Shlita points out that almost all of the questions about medications, particularly medications for Chametz on Pesach, turns on this Chavis Das. Because what was the Chavis Das Mechadesh? Chavis Das was Mechadesh that when you have something to be called that it's Nifsal, it needs to be Nifsal Me'atzmo. It can't be that you put something else in. If you pour gasoline on the basar b'chalav, it's still basar b'chalav l'mahadrin. It's still basar b'chalav l'mahadrin. If you pour the gasoline on the chametz, it's still chametz l'mahadrin. Oh, so what happens if you have medications? Let's focus on chametz for Pesach for a second. You have medications that have chametz inside, but teva mixes inside of them many other chemicals that make the pill taste terrible. The pill tastes terrible. But the chametz never became puzzled. It's not that the chametz became bad, right? The chametz was good. Chametz was even tasty. But what happened is that you put so many other things inside, and therefore, it's going to be shelo kederech hanasan. But that's not nifsal me'elav. So for chametz on Pesach, it's true that it can't be nisr d'araisa. It's not derech hanasan. But is it? Does it fall into the category of nifsal me'achilas kelev? That's the question. If you have chametz, which itself was not nifsal me'elav, but other stuff was mixed inside, so what does the Chavis Das hold? Chavis Das holds, that's not called pogum. And even if it's not nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's not called pogum. It's called shelo kederech hanasa. So this Chavis Das is a big chumrah. Because this Chavis Das sounded like, right? The Chavis Das sounded like he was introducing a kula by rejecting the crazy place. But once you get through, every kula is a chumra, every chumra is a kula. Once you get through this Chavis Das, comes out that needs to be nifsal me'atzmo. So I remember when I was your age, I asked Rav Shechter what he thought about medications on Pesach, so whether it needs ashkacha. So basically, the whole kashrus industry of medications on Pesach, Rav Schechter thought, is totally on a machlokas between the Chavos Das and the Chazon Ish. He said, everybody who's machmir for chametz on Pesach, for medications, in other words, that they need hashgacha. Now, we're talking about a medication that's muvan, that's nifsal me'atzmo, be'atzmo, dahainu, that the medication no one would eat. Does that, is it problematic if it once had a chametz ingredient? Chametz ingredient might very well have been an edible ingredient until it was mixed with other things. Once it's mixed with other things, then that's called ena ruy lahano, but it's not called nifsal. So even if the thing is nifsal me'achilas kelev, not only is it no sentam lefkam, but it's nifsal me'achilas kelev, it's going to be problematic according to Chavos Das. That's what our great Rebbe understood. But he pointed out that there's a, he said all this, that the, he said in two sentences, this Chavos Das. It took me, as when I was your age, I had to break my head 5 times on the Chavos Das to figure out what he was referring to. But then, if you take, he then mentioned that the Chazon Ish disagrees with this. If you take a look at page 350, towards the bottom, Tavlaot Refuah Shema'arabem Kemach, Im Eim Urabem Mayim Rak Me Peros Eimba Mishum Chametz, Vim Urabem Mayim Yeshbem Mishum Chametz Nuksha, if they were dried out, it's not chametz. Here's a critical line. Kivan di efsher lahafrid hakemach. V'gam ein arui lechamei abo. So Rav Schechter zeroed in on this line of the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish says that if the chametz is so intertwined with other chemicals and so on that you can't separate them, in other words, even a centrifuge or maybe only a centrifuge would be able to separate the chametz from the chemicals. And therefore, the Chazon Ish says it's not the same case of Ira Dover Mar that we were talking about gasoline poured onto a cheeseburger. If you're talking about gasoline poured onto a cheeseburger, it didn't soak in the cheeseburger for 24 hours. Then you rinsed it off. Then you'd be able to get a lot of it out. It'll definitely no longer be Nifsal Legamri. But over here, it's impossible to separate. So since it's impossible to separate, Rav Schechter read this Chazon Ish as saying the halacha is that it would be mutter. So basically, all of the medication, a lot of the medication books revolve around this Chavos Das versus the Chazon Ish, which all starts with the Rambam of Ira Bo Davar Mar. So this is, I think, a Geshmaka application of this halacha. Yeah, Shlomo.
Before we even get to this machlokas, if we're being machmer like the Rashba, so doesn't it all stop? Because either way, it's just permission to rely on Rov.
Ah, very good. Excellent. You're right and you're wrong. You're right that if it was something that was only pogum, but what if we're talking about is nifsal me'achilas kelev? The whole taruvas was nifsal me'achilas kelev.
So then even
the Rajba would be mekel. Correct.
I mean, I was going to say, even if it's nifsal be'atzma, not just in taruvas, it's being batal, but there's no other, meaning because chametz is a super mashu, then even the Rajba is going
to be. Correct. Mekel. Correct. It needs to be nifsal me'achilas kelev. So at the end of the day, the pill the person put when eat. Of course, I told you that line that they tell us from Rav Soloveitchik about the toothpaste, right? Rav Soloveitchik said, oh, you didn't hear this one. This is a great one. Rav Soloveitchik was in Shir and he was doing the sugya of chametz nuksha, etc., etc. So he came out that cosmetics and many things were mutter because they were nifsal mechilizka. Somebody asked toothpaste. He said, for sure, nifsal mechilizka. So a boy raised his hand and he said, Rebbe, my dog eats toothpaste. And Soloveitchik looked up and glared at him and he said, as your dog is stupid. So, that's it. Yeah.
The next Sith Gimel is talking about when you, if something can be nisal on its own, it can be pugged on its own, you add in salt, you add another spice.
Right. So Sith Gimel. Right.
And that even then there would be usher. Why is this different?
So let's do it. Let's do it and then you, when we get there, you tell me why. I don't know if we're going to get to it today, but maybe you'll tell me why you think it's the same thing. Okay?
It should be
right, I understand. No, that you think that therefore it should be usher based on that. I want you to, let's do it when we're doing that. Okay, in Shach Sifkat and Beis, the Shach has an interesting diuk in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Afilu pogem ktsas. Even if it's pogem a little, it's going to be enough. So the Ramah seems to be insinuating that if you have something that is not pogam at all, but it's not, doesn't give any tam at all, then such a case will be yasser. Take a look at the shach beis. Avol davar shein a noisin tam lo l'shevach v'lo l'fgam asur k'dekasa beis yosei al sheva gos ashri bavo dezara. V'taras chatas b'shem ma'aray al shem arzeruah. V'nirali raya mimad kaimelon de'em begidim nosin tam. V'afilu achi kaimelon de'guv shel gid sh'nimuach tzarach shishim kenegdo. So the shach says, deals with the following. Shaila shach has an interesting chumrah. Shach says like this. He says that if you have something that is neither pogame nor mashpiach, in such a case, the halacha would be that it's going to be asur. Because what does it need to be? It needs to be pogame ktsas. If it's not pogame ktsas, then in such a case, it's going to be mutter. So if you take a look at the Aruch HaShulchan Sifkat and Tess has an interesting raya. So Rabbo say, hear the shayla. What happens if you have something in a taruvos that doesn't add any taste whatsoever? So says Aruch HaShulchan as follows. Imeinu nosin tam lo l'shvach lo l'fkam, haskamas gedol le'rechronim dehavik nosin tam l'shef v'osir. V'yesh mishe matir, and there's some more matir, V'yesh mi shomer dim rov heter rov moter v'mlav asur afshin gufa isu sham el tamal vad u'midivrei rabbeinu b'kuf la'medal mashu k'dei rishona. It's interesting diuk that Aruch HaShulchan makes in the Ramah. Shekosav sham v'kol zeh u'b'mashkin shayayin v'chometz hu b'hem l'shvach o she'ena pogen. Aval mulefgam, so the Ramah seems to say that it's something that's not pogen. Mashma, that it has to be pogen to be mutter. If it doesn't give off anything, so then in such a case, it would be aser. Va'mevin yavin, you could be mefalpel how this fits into the Rajba and the Ran. That'll be an interesting question, but we won't deal with that for now. The Aruch HaShulchan concludes, Harei she'hishma ein apogem l'no sein tam l'shvach. Now, many of the Achronim don't like the Raya of the Shachs. The Shachs Raya is not beloved neither to the Minchas Kohen nor to the Pri Chadash. It's quoted by the Pri Megadim in Siv Seida Siv Katan Beis. So what was the Shach's Raya? The Shach's Raya was from Gid. When it comes to Gid Anoshe, the Halach Gid is not Nosein Tam. Yet, if you put the Gid inside, the Halach is Eker Asur Taruvas. That's a Beferish in Gemara on the Avtzadi Zayin. So therefore, if we see that Gid Anosh is going to also without Tam, so we see, says the Shach, that doesn't have to give off Tam. So let's take a look at the Sif Seidah, Sif Katan Beis. Hine Minchas Koin Hisigalov Apri Chodosh Chara Apo B'Shach V'Kosev Dishtabushe Kahani. This is the Pri Chodosh. Pri Chodosh says the Minchas Koin and the Sif Sei Koin were mixed up Kohanim. They got confused. Da'akavono lo l'shevach v'lo l'fkam hainu shetaymo nirgash eino lo l'shaylach v'lo l'fkam asur. Says the Pri Chodosh, the Shach is right. You can make these diyukim. But these diyukim are on things that you could taste. You taste them. But the taste is not l'shevach or l'fkam. It's not very good, but it's not very bad. On those things, then the Shach is right. There has to be that it's pogim. But what if you don't taste it at all? What happens if it's yavesh ke'etz? So then in such a case, or the taste is absolutely insignificant. It's not that you taste it. You don't taste it at all. So says the Pri Chadosh, the halach is that one can be mekel. And he says, it's not comparable to Gid Anosha. And that comes back, Shua, to the question of the insects. What you were all asking about. Gid Anosha is different, because the Torah asked the Gid Anosha. If the Torah asked the Gid Anosha, so then Gid Anosha is going to be different. The Torah said that Gid Anosha is asr. So therefore, if the Gid Anosha is not pogim, the halacha is that it's going to be asr b'taruvos. But if we're talking about anything else about Gid Anosha, challenges the Pri Chadosh, you won't say anything, any instance where it doesn't give off with taste, that the halacha is that it's going to be problematic. Very interesting that the Shach himself tries to trap the Ramah on the Ramah's own psak. He says that the Ramah himself paskin that when it comes to
the legs of bugs, so then in such a case, you know what, let's leave the case of legs of bugs for a second. Okay, tov. This is the machlokis between the shach and the pri chadash. In regards to how we paskin, so over here, there are two very important shuvas from Ramosha. This is the second time that we're revisiting this tshuva of Ramosha Feinstein. Ramosha appears in Yoredeah Chelek Aleph and Yoredeah Chelek Beis of two different instances. Let's go to the case of Yoredeah Chelek, I think this is Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Beis, where Ramosha, yes, Chelek Aleph Simin Samach Beis, Ramosha discusses the blended whiskey. So we mentioned one part of Ramosha's tshuva about blended whiskey, and now Ramosha brings up a totally different issue. Ramosha discusses, this is on page Lamed Gimel in the tshuvas in the booklet, Ramosha discusses whether the glycerin inside of the whiskey is going to be problematic. Now, glycerin that's put inside of whiskey is put inside for one reason only. It's not put in for taste, and it really doesn't have any taste at all. But the glycerin makes the whiskey smooth. So Ramosha says that Eina Chanami, according to the Shach, we discussed in the past what happens if you have a suffix on a Durabanan, if the suffix of where there's glycerin inside. He says Ramosha, even if there's a Vada glycerin inside, he thinks La Halacha, the Shach, is not the Pashtus. If you take a look, Afim Neimashim Koma Komasir, Hine Kivan Shu Dover She'ein Botam. V'lo niti in the tam, harei nispatel barova alcohol. The dover she'ena no saint tam, ena aser taruvaso. If it's not no saint tam, it's not going to be, it's not going to be problematic. V'af shekosav ha'shach, da'af dover she'ena no saint tam, nami aser kivin shol pogum. Hine vaday divrei ha'shach t'mum lechore, k'dik shu v'pri chadash. Upir shma shekosav ha'gos ha'shvi, either's ha'gos ha'shvi that the shach quotes, that's talking about where it gave off tam. And Ramosha says that that's poshut, that's correct. So Ramosha has big shoulders, and Ramosha says the prichadash makes sense, the shach is difficult, and this is one of the tzadim that we've discussed in the past, that blended whiskey would, Ramosha holds, would meikor didina, the glycerin would not be a problem, and glycerin would be an example of something that is not no same tam at all. And this that Dagos Hashvi says, that if something is not no same tam, l'fkam l'shvach, Ramosha says, is only talking about those things that it gives, you feel it's tam. It's just that you can't decide whether it's l'fkam l'shvach. But something that doesn't have any tam at all, the glycerin is just there to help it go down. So then in such a case, Ramosha says, it'll be mutter. Similarly, Ramosha returns to his position in regards to bugs in what I would call, I don't know if you guys even know this, I think I mentioned to you in the past and you didn't know what I was talking about, Ferrara pan candies. So Ramosha discusses similarly in Yoredeah, Simin, in Chelek Beis, Simin Chav Dalid, Ramosha discusses that there were insects that, for artificial coloring, they used extract from insects in the candies. You know, the Red 40 and stuff like that. Some of that actually comes from bugs. So Ramosha over there writes that once again, he says, if that extract doesn't give any tam whatsoever, so then you'll be able to rely on the rule of Bittel. And Ramosha says that in such a case, he has a few heterim. You can take a look over there, but Mirtz Hashem will come back to it, just like we came back to the blended tshuva. But Ramosha says that he thinks that you could follow the shach, as opposed, you don't have to follow the shach, you could follow the pre-chadash. So halacha l'maisa, it's interesting that there were poskim that were mekel. Rav Nevin Sal Shlita thought that even according to the pre-chadash, I have this written down on the Psak of the Chochmas Adam. If you take a look in the back of the packet, so the Chochmas Adam also paskins like the pre-chadash. Take a look in Nun Dalid Dalid. Avol Dover Sheyesh Lo Tam U B'Tav Shel Zeh Ein Olal L'Shevach V'Ofkam Asim Kol Mokum Nosin Tam Shein Ofkam. Avol Dover Shenis Yabesh, says the Chochmas Adam, V'Ein Lo Tam Klal,
If it's dried out, it doesn't have any tam. Even if it was nimuach gufa iser. So if you have something that fundamentally doesn't have any tam, like red 40, it doesn't have any tam. That's at least Ramesha assumed that was the same thing as the pre-chadash's case. So then in such a case, he says, one could be mekel. When I told Rav Neman Sal Shlita this tshuva of Rav Moshe, he thought, as I have jotted on the side, over that he thought that he wasn't convinced that Rav Moshe was right. He wasn't convinced because he thought that even the pre-chadash would hold that this is aser. He said that there's a difference between the cases of the pre-chadash where the individual doesn't want those ingredients inside for any particular purpose. However, in the case of the glycerin, in the case of the red 40, those instances, the person wants that ingredient there, and therefore that would be different than having something that has no consequence. And as Rav Neven Sal understood, you have to look back and see if it's mukhrach in the pre-chadash, Rav Neven Sal understood that there's room to argue that the pre-chadash was only talking about an ingredient that has no purpose. But the moment in which the glycerin or the red food coloring has a purpose in the taruvos, so then in such a case it needs to be poglum. If it's not poglum, then it's going to be problematic. Question is whether one has to look up the pre-chadash inside. In the Chachmas Adam, that's what Rav Neven Sal was teaching me at the time. In the Chachmas Adam, Rav Neven Sal's shita actually makes sense because he says avol davar shenis yabesh ve'ein lo tam klav. So he's talking about an ingredient that was put in for some type of purpose, but it was nisyabesh legamri. And then in such a case, ein lo tam klav. But if you're putting in the glycerin for a purpose, you're putting in the red 40 for a purpose, so Rav Neven Sal argues that even if the shach is wrong, like the Chachmas Adam paskins lekula, there might be room to differentiate. Yes?
Wouldn't it make sense to be mechalik in between the glycerin and the red 40? Because the red 40 is always be'ein, because literally the reason you add it is to change the appearance.
Right.
So like,
it's a nikar iser.
Yeah,
it should
it's
be
always nikar. Like,
the iser is nikar.
How could it ever be batel? If it's sheer, it doesn't even matter. It's
right.
Really right there. You see it.
Right.
It would be red if it wasn't for the
right, body. Right. You want to argue it's nikar iser. Okay. All right. So let's take a look and see how Rav Moshe deals with that. Let's see. On page Lamed Aleph. By the way, I was reading for you. I photocopied both tshuvas, but I think I was reading from Rav Moshe in the insect tshuva. But either he says the same thing in both cases. But now let's go back to the shaila itself. Page Lamed Aleph. This is to those who are one day there'll probably be a different layout of Rav Moshe's tshuvas. This is Yardea Beis Chav Dalet. Okay, Hinei B'davar HaShalak. Sheba mitalon hayonki misraf ilan yodua ve'ena mismatze begufa. So it's interesting, Shiloh. We're talking about an insect that the chemical that comes out of it is from sap that it sucks off of a tree. Ukishiyotze meduf gufatol miskashe ke'etz al yidei avir ve'notem also mi'ilan shenichrach al anafim. Alcohol 3 or 4 times alcohol. Now here it's a little bit different than red 40. Okay, that's why we have to deal with the shiloh inside. I'm right that you have to deal with that shiloh about red 40 as well. But Ramosha's case is a different case. It's there for the sheen. So Ramosha's case is that they're putting they put this chemical that comes directly out of the insect for the sheen. So now what would you say, Liad? It's a little bit in between, huh?
Yeah,
it's the sheen. So that's where...
It could still be the
name. So you could argue it's nikar. It's nikar. So Ramosha has an interesting thing. Ramosha says the chemical, Ramosha says, I think he even mentions that he spoke to a biologist. I don't remember if he says that here. But anyway, Rav Moshe makes an assumption. He says v'gam shamati right above what I quoted from you on Lamed Gimel. V'gam shamati mishiyeshal yediyah gedola v'bal chayim. Is that Rabbi Tendler? Not sure. He says I also heard from someone who knows. He says that the way in which the insect digests this is it digests the chemical and it immediately expels it. And Rav Moshe claims that it actually doesn't become part of the insect itself. And that's a tzad that he has to make. And then he says the svara that I just said, that we don't pass him like the shach. So Rav Nevensal, I think, would still hold not that way. Rav Nevensal would say that in this case, you want it, you put it on the candy to create the sheen. So then in such a case, he thought that there was room to be machmer. Yes?
Two things. One, Rav Nevensal would require it from a rove then. Not for sheen, right? In the case of, let's say, you add it. It doesn't have any flavor.
Exactly.
You just need to put the rove, obviously, because there's no time.
No, you might even need shisha.
Why?
Because it needs to be, for the item to be ignored, it needs to be that, you need to treat as something with tam, and need shisha. I'll get back, you know, to Ramah, etc., etc.
But I'm saying, if it doesn't have any flavor, then it's just, you just need a bit on the thing, not the tam.
Well, no, because now we're arguing that both the Ran and the Rajba are not going to be able to invoke their rule of Ein Ruli Ger. In other words, you added the item because it's significant. So then, right.
So it's really, yeah, I'm saying, but you still only need rope. I'm saying,
not necessarily. Rope. According to Rama and Rashi, there's a lot of room to argue that you need shishim. Right, Rati would require shishim.
It's not clear that it's Paskin.
It's not clear. Correct. Right. I'm not convinced that in such a case he would simply allow Rove. It seemed like Ramosha had Rove. Ramosha was worrying about Shishim. So if you reject Ramosha, then you would hold that you would need Shishim.
Well, that you could say it wasn't. Maybe if it's for a Sheen, you didn't have it. The other thing I was
in other words, Ramosha wouldn't have to go to his Chiddush if he would be simply following.
No, I'm also saying that it's an outside Sheen and it's not Tarobes Sheen because it's not Misfashion.
Didn't sound thing. Like that was the reason he was saying. Okay, but I hear. I hear.
The other thing is that. Would Ramosha, he was matir food coloring? Because then you have a problem with chazusa.
Yeah. No, I, as Liad pointed out, I was dramatizing when I said red 40. I was saying that in those cases, you have to be done on them even if they're not giving tam. But you're 100% right. There's going to be another shadah chazusa that came up earlier. 100%. 100%. That was. I was makabel that might be a different case. Yeah.
This I'm confused how it ties into the Ran and Rashba. This Ramosha on the whiskey though would not work according to the Ran. So according to the Ran, the smoothness is contributing to the whiskey, and you want that smoothness. That's kind of like a gidl.
You want to say something else. You want to say another svara to Aser. You want to say that just like we learned that if you added it. To add the volume. So then, in such a case, even though if it's pogum, it's going to aser, and therefore, in such an instance, you're not going to even follow the rules of rov, because you want it in your nene, so you want to say that when it comes to the glycerin, according to the Ran, it should be aser.
Yeah, because the mida is not like a specific din in size.
Right. Right. I don't recall Ramesha bringing up your svara. I hear your svara.
Is it possible just because we don't hold, like we just don't hold of the Egypt Shefofeth, he's just assuming that we hold like the Egypt
Shefofeth? That's a good question. I don't know the answer to that question. That's a good question. In other words, it could... there is another possibility. The other possibility is that's not going to be considered chashav enough to be considered as if you're adding for hana. In other words... There's something called getting hana for adding for the volume, and maybe the fact that it helps the whiskey go down smoother is not going to be enough to be considered a chasha for the rat. But one would need to prove that. In other words, the pashtus is your svara. I agree that your pashtus. You follow what Shu is saying? Shu is arguing that according to the Ran, I alluded to this in the beginning when I said yesh lachkar the shach itself, in terms of whether that's how it relates to the Rajba and the Ran. But Shu is saying that the glycerin. If you're adding it, you're having hanah from it, then according to the Ran, then that's antithetical to Nosin Talif Gam. Nosin Talif Gam is just that you're not having hanah. That's a nice hosafa. I don't recall from the Ramosha saying that in the Tshuva. But Lechura, that is a nice application. Might be might be a fourth nafkamina between the Rajba and the Ran.
You can also just say within the Ran that it's not that the hanah is asur, it's that the hanah is the sin in that there's talent.
Okay.
Something which you can get hana from is something that has tam. Uh-huh. And if there's another reason something doesn't have tam, such as there's a mitzias that doesn't have tam,
Right. That's what Liad is saying is like this, that maybe the Ran is just saying that volume could show you that the tam is chashuv, but it needs to have tam. But if you have something that inherently doesn't have tam, in other words, there, the volume negates the pogum, but it's tam. It's a little bit of a tough svara. The pashtus is the way Shua is saying. Okay, Shua, we'll leave your next seif for Mirtz Hashem on Monday. Where you wanted to, Mirtz Hashem will pick up on Monday with the Rama and Seif Beis and go on to Siyata Shemayim to Seif Kimmel. By the way, not only Seif Kimmel, I hope to finish Nosein Tam Lufkam. Next week, I might not be here on Thursday. Is it okay for everybody here that if we have Shir on Wednesday in the Midrashia, would that be okay? Or in the Student Center? Depending on, you're okay with that? So let's put it into the schedule. We'll have Shir on Monday and on Wednesday instead of Thursday. Okay. Beautiful.